for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Yes, Phil. My name is Craig Goldstein. I'm in Kingston, New York, and Arch Top is coming through where I live. They've already laid down the lines. And I just got a card saying that 1,000 megabytes, it's 1 gig, $69.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
That is accurate. That is accurate.
Okay. Now, I also have a landline. Would that Archtop be able to handle that?
Yes, we can actually handle the landlines. Our landlines are an additional $24.99 a month. That is a flat rate.
Okay. And that's all also guaranteed for the 2 years?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, I don't know Archtop. I mean, you're new to this area, so we have no information about you as a company. Your home office, I understand, is in Florida?
No, actually, our home office is actually there in Kingston.
Okay, so that's the office there, because there's no number I can find for it.
So for our offices, our main office, they don't actually have a phone number right now. So the main contact number is the one you just dialed to reach me.
Okay. And now these are flat fees with automatic, I guess it has to go through a credit card.
So we do, so the price of our 1 gigabit internet is $79.99 as a base price. When paying with the credit or debit card, that price gets reduced to $74.99. And with ACH auto payments, that does get reduced down to $69.99.
Okay, so I would have to have a credit card on file with you, correct?
Yes, if you wanted to get that at least the $74.99 price. To get the $69.99 price, it would be with ACH auto payments and paperless billing.
Okay, so the ACH is the automatic charge, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I had a couple of other questions. Now, this is, it also says it's free installation.
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay. So that would be what, a router and a...
modem.
And a modem?
Correct.
Okay. Now, after the 2 years, any idea what this goes up to?
At this time, no. We are still working on what our market share for that will be.
Okay. Now, just give me an idea. With taxes and everything else that are going to be added to this probably, what would my monthly bill be?
So the great news is your taxes and fees are actually included in the price. So you pay a flat $69.99 if you pay with ACH auto payments.
Okay. And a flat $24.99. Oh, okay. Well, that's reasonable. Okay, so now who do I talk to sign up, and when will you guys be starting to hook up to the houses?
Well, the great news is you can actually talk directly to me, and I can actually get you set up.
Okay, well, let's do that.
Awesome. So what is your service address?
17 Alder, A-L-D-E-R, Court, Kingston, New York. 12401.
Give me 1 second while I pull up Alder Court.
I'm sorry?
I got all that information pulled up. It looks like we are still working on getting out to that address. We can get you pre-ordered for service, which means we can get you signed up. Nothing will be paid today, so you won't have to worry about anything getting pulled from your account, and you won't actually owe anything until your service is officially installed. But it looks like the service in-service date for that address is going to be January 15th.
January 16th?
15th.
15th, okay. Sounds reasonable.
Would you like to continue with setup at this time, or would you like to wait a little bit and possibly discuss it with someone?
Well, there's no contract, so fine. Let's continue.
All right. Fantastic. So this is for home, I would take it? Sir?
I'm sorry?
Is this for home or business?
Yes. Home.
All right. And we're looking specifically at the 1 gigabit internet. No worries. About how large is your home?
It's about 2,000 square feet.
All right. Just so you are aware, we do provide you with one extender free of charge, so you don't have to worry about it, about having dead areas within your home, and you can enjoy full home Wi-Fi. If you do require an additional extender for a home that size, you can give us a call, and we can definitely hook you up with an additional one for a flat fee of $7.99 a month if you do need that additional extender. And you said you have home phone. Did you want to bring over your home phone number to us?
Yes.
All right. And you're wanting to keep your current phone number?
Yes.
What is that phone number?
Area code 845-334-0616.
One second. 845-334-0616. Fantastic. Do you need any additional telephone jacks installed in your home?
No.
Do you need any additional lines?
I don't believe so, no.
Awesome. No worries. Now, do you own or rent your property?
Own.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get utilities? Are they from the pole or underground?
Underground.
Awesome. And does your billing address differ from your service address?
No.
Awesome. For my records, can you spell out your first and last name?
First name is Craig, C-R-A-I-G.
Okay.
Last name is Goldstein, G-O-L-D-S-T-E-I-N.
What's a good email just for you, Craig?
I'm sorry?
Sorry, give me a sec. Oh, sorry about that. Something got up my nose. What's a good email address for you?
Docman, D-O-C-K-M-A-N, 150, at gmail.com.
And the phone number you're calling from right now, that 845-334-0616, is that the good contact number for you?
Yes.
Now, we have a couple of ways we can communicate with our customers. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Email is fine. Phone is fine.
Okay, so we can notify our customers via phone or email about any account-specific updates or other billing inquiries that may come up. You can also receive other informational adverts that may come through our partners or other representatives of Archtop Fiber. At any time, you can choose to either call in to cancel or go online. For the emails, you can also click the unsubscribe button at the bottom of those emails if you don't wish to receive those at anymore going forward.
Okay.
All right. And did we want to sign up for that auto pay and paperless billing today with ACH?
Yes.
Awesome. Whenever you're ready, go ahead with the banking information and I will be happy to put that down for you.
Okay. It's a Discover card. And the number is 6011.
One second.
00.
6011. Sorry, go ahead.
0046.
Mm-hmm.
6335.
Okay.
9830.
When's the expiration date?
327.
And what's the three-digit code on the back of the card?
699.
And what's the name on the card?
Craig L. Goldstein.
And Steen as S-T-E-I-N?
Correct.
And what's the zip code associated with this Discover card?
12401.
Would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
Fantastic. I'm saving that information right now, and it's going to generate a token for me. So I do have a couple of legal disclaimers to go over with you before we continue. So at the time of your initial connection, our technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install a drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, that temporary drop may be laid on the ground, and we'll help coordinate for that cable to be buried within 10 days upon placement. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service has been installed with us before you call and cancel. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send everything back to us. Failure to do so can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning in its required time frame. For any questions you may have in general, including billing questions or account-specific questions or just questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your online account, which will have information about billing, account-specific details, or upgrade options by signing into your online account. You're automatically enrolled in your online account using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by our terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Oh, boy. Okay.
No, okay. It works for us. If you want to review any of our terms of service, the best way to do it is go to archtopfiber.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and click the little banner that says legal. It'll bring up all of our terms of service.
Okay.
So
now, will you send me an email verifying all this?
Yes, you'll get an email with verification of the order as well as the ability to log into your account for the first time after I hit the place order button here on this next screen. For all of the information about this, again, as I stated, all you have to do is navigate to archtopfiber.com and go to our legal section for all of the relevant information. All right. Is there anything so you said you got a flyer in the mail. That's about 90% of our current customer base is they get the little flyers and like, oh, hey, cool. Fiber, internet. Awesome. So is there anything on your property that our installer should be aware of, such as buried wires, septic tanks, or any large objects?
There's no septic tanks. There's no large objects that I know of. I don't know how they're coming in. So, I mean, I have a walkway.
Okay. We'll be very mindful of that information. Do you have any questions for myself or any of our technicians?
No, not really, Phil.
Awesome. Well, guess what, Craig? We got you signed up for service, and you are good to go. On or about the 15th of January, we'll be giving you a call to let you know that service is ready to go, and we'll be getting you set up for your installation appointment.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family, and we will be giving you a call here in about 2 months.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a good day.
Bye.